the Dvar Torah on Parshas Vayeshev. Okay, in this week's parsha, we find the temptation that Yosef faced while serving in Potiphar's home. Okay, the wife of Potiphar. Does anyone know what her name was?
No.
Basemat. Okay, most people don't know this name. Okay, so no one should. Actually, you could ask this as a challenge to anyone that you meet. I bet you they won't know it. Okay, her name was what?
I don't know.
Zalicha. Now, how does anyone know this? How in the world can anyone know this? So I'll tell you how I know it. Because there's an amazing sefer written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Okay, I've said this before. Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes svarim on everything in the world. Okay, so he wrote a sefer on all different things throughout Chumash and Navi. That sometimes they go talk about like Eishes Manoach, the wife of Manoach. Who was she? Right? It doesn't tell you some detail about something, right? But somewhere in some measure, somewhere it says it. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky knows everything. Right, so he's filling in the blanks. Okay, so he has a sefer called the Michse Atik for the things that have been covered up. He's coming to reveal those things. So he tells us about a distant medrash that called Medrash Sefer HaYashar. Again, it's an obscure medrash. Okay, that there tells you that her name was Zalicha. Okay, so everyone remember now what her name was. You sound very smart. Okay, so the Potiphar's wife, Zalicha, she was going after Yosef, and she was going strong. And she would bribe him with 1,000 bars of silver, the Gemara says. She even threatened to jail him and blind him. But no matter what, all that crazy pressure that Zalicha was putting on Yosef, Yosef wouldn't succumb. Okay, now one day, everyone in Potiphar's house went to worship idols. So the only people at home was Zalicha. She stayed home pretending that she was sick. That's what the Gemara says in Masechah Sota. If anyone wants to look at an amazing account of the story, you look at Masechah Sota, Dav Lamed Vavim Beis, 36b. You just read it from the article. It's fascinating. So she said she was sick. She's staying home. And no one is around. So she took the opportunity. And she failed again. Okay? And the Gemara says that by not succumbing to Zalicha, Yosef sanctified Hashem's name. And a letter He was added to his name. Like we see in Tehillim, Edut B'Yosef Samo. There was a He letter added to Yosef's name, because by doing so, you have the Yud and the He in his name, which is Hashem's name. So by Yosef not giving in to this tremendous temptation that was there, he got a letter named, he had a Kiddush Hashem. Now, that is, believe it or not, brought down in Halacha. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Yud Halacha Hey, sorry, Perek Hey Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, listen to this, any person who performs a mitzvah, even small, or refrains from doing an Aveira, even small, has done a Kiddush Hashem, if he does it for the sake of Hashem. Anytime you do anything for the sake of Hashem, you put on your tzitzis for the sake of Hashem. Not because you want to look cool. Not because you want people to think that you're really religious. Okay, you put it on because for the sake of Hashem. You make a bracha for the sake of Hashem. There's a lashon hara there, and you say, I'm not listening. For the sake of Hashem. Okay, when you do something for Kiddush Hashem, that's called a Kiddush Hashem, and he says you're like Yosef. Okay? We sometimes think, oh, it has to be like this massive temptation or like massive hurdle that we have to get over to be like Yosef HaTzadik. The Rambam says that anytime you fear not to receive honor, not because out of fear, but because you just, for the sake of Hashem, you're like Yosef HaTzadik. Okay? Fascinating. Now, the only problem with this halacha and this Gemara, really, is on the same page of the Gemara, the Gemara says as follows.
No one can be like Yosef.
It says that when Zalicha ran over and she grabbed Yosef. Okay, she was making it, it was not easy. Okay? Oh! That he saw an image of Yaakov, and Yaakov said to him, okay? Yaakov said, you and your brothers are destined to have your names inscribed on the jewels of the ephod. The ephod were worn over here. It is the Choshen, but he said on the ephod, the name Yosef and the brothers were going to be on there. And he said, the Kohen Gadol's apron, he said, do you want to be stricken from that list? Meaning if you fail here, you can be stricken from this list. And Yosef pulled out. He said, let's get him out of here. And he ran away. Okay? So, hold on a second. What? Why did Yosef not succumb? And because he was going to lose out on.
Say it wasn't for Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, it wasn't pure Kiddush Hashem. Come on. This guy's going to be famous. Yosef, his father came and told him, dude, you're going to become really famous. Your name is going to be on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, on the apron of the Kohen Gadol. Are you sure? You sure you want to do this? Yeah, you're giving up a lot. So that's not called Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam said that if you don't do an Aveira, because even a small thing, because it's for the sake of Hashem, not for honor. Not out of fear, but because for the pure sake of Kiddush Hashem, you like Yosef HaTzadik. But come on, Yosef HaTzadik did it because he wanted to be famous. That's what it says in the Gemara, the same page. Okay, some people even say, I saw an Achron that you never even heard of, but he says, yeah, the opinions in the Gemara are arguing with one another. That's how strong the question is. But come on, it's the same page of Gemara. They don't look like they're arguing. How do we reconcile these two ideas? So I think the answer is as follows, and for me it's been very, very helpful. And that is like this. Of course Yosef did it with a pure head. But what was the idea that you're destined to put on, that your name to be on the apron, and then he decided not to do it? It wasn't the honor. He didn't care about his name being on the thing. What he saw was that he had a tremendous potential for enormous things. Sometimes when you're in the moment, right, something's going on right now, you don't know, what's going to be of me anyway, right? Does it really matter if I learn one more halacha? Does it really matter if I just don't do one more aveira? Does it really matter? Come on. I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, I'll be a good guy, and I'll do good things in the future, and I'll raise a nice family, everything will be great, right? But sometimes we don't realize the incredible potential that we could have. We don't realize how great our actions are. We just don't know. We don't see it. A lot of it is out in the ruchni world, in the spiritual world, where we don't realize the impact of our actions. But if someone was able to say to you, by the way, you know this action that you're about to do? Hold it, freeze it, let's go back to the future, right? We're going to take you and I'm going to show you what that little action is going to cause. How much different you're going to be in the future because of what you just did right now. Whoa, that's not worth it. I just thought, you know, I was going to eat this quickly. And okay, I don't know if it's 100% kosher. I don't know. One little bit, nothing's going to happen. Right? Or I just do one little lashon hara. No. Big deal. Okay, so I didn't say a bracha with so much kavana. Or I don't remember if I said a bracha or not. Okay, I'll just continue eating. Who cares? Little things. What's the difference? But if we realized that every single action that we have has enormous potential, enormous ramifications, that the more we learn, the more we grow, the greater we're going to be in the future. Right? Someone once said that youth is wasted on youth. You know, like young people, they don't realize what's going to be. And then 20 years later, they say, oh, I wish when I had that opportunity, I spent more time with this and spent more time with that. We don't tap in, we don't realize. The Medrash says that the actions of Reuven, the actions of Aaron when he went to visit Moshe, he said if Aaron would have known that his everything that he did would be recorded inside the Torah, he would have greeted Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert with symbols and a whole entourage, right? So what does that mean? That Aaron didn't love Moshe so much? No, it's explicit in Chazal that he loved Moshe and he was so happy to see him. What it means, sometimes our actions, we don't realize how great it could be. And if we would pay attention to that, we would step up our game in big ways. So that's what happened. Yosef was not going to do it because it was for Hashem. Like we saw, he got an extra letter in his name. Halacha l'maisa, anytime any of us do anything, we're like Yosef's. Yaakov, he was about to fall. Yaakov said, my friend, let me give you a glimpse. Let me show you the movie a little bit. What's going to be in the future? You're going to be on the apron. You're supposed to be big. Whoa. All of a sudden, he said, I'm supposed to be big. I can't do this. This is beneath me. This is something we all have to think about. A lot of times we push ourselves, push. One of the ways to motivate ourselves is to realize that we could become tremendous. If we don't believe in ourselves, then there's nowhere to grow. There's nowhere to move. You can't get anywhere. Okay, so my bracha to all of us, that we should be zocha to be Yosef HaTzadik. We should all be able to dream up that movie, what could we become, and accomplish incredible things.
Amen.